I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's not just the lack of real democracy that has Egyptians protesting in the streets. Many are venting pent-up frustration over high unemployment and low wages. About 40% of Egyptians live on about $2 a day. That's led to a growing social problem. Many in Egypt can't afford to get married. Before the current riots broke out, reporter Daniel Estrin spoke with some bachelors in Cairo who don't want the single life.
When there aren't massive protests in Cairo, this is a pretty typical scene. A cafe full of men sitting around, smoking water pipes, playing dominoes, and not doing much else. The cafe is called Casino Shubra. The name's pretty much a tease here in the low-income neighborhood of Shubra. Though one man sitting alone in the back of the cafe, nursing a cup of tea, is thinking a lot about his luck. Tayeb Mohammed is 31 years old, but his sagging face makes him look more like 40. Each day, he works 12 hours at a restaurant making kebabs, earns a bit less than $3, and then comes here.
Money. I don't have enough money to get married. I always ask myself, why is this happening? Is it because I've been working for 10 years and I did it all wrong? Is it because everything is so expensive? Is it the society? I don't know the answer.
The answer is that marriage is expensive, more expensive than you'd think in a poor country like Egypt. Madiha Safdie, a sociology professor at the American University in Cairo, says marriage has high cultural value here, and there's a high price tag too.
He has to pay some money, has to bring her jewelry, gold or diamond, depending on the social class, and she has to prepare the house for residence, that is, the furniture, all the equipment over there. So it's costly on both sides.
Even the poorest Egyptians are supposed to do all this. But Safdie says many people these days just can't.
People are getting poorer and cost of living is getting to be higher. And at the same time, there's no change in the salaries. So the gap is wide.
Men who want to marry are expected to provide the apartment, but the housing market in Cairo has skyrocketed. Even an electrical engineer like 38-year-old Mohsen Salah, who makes the princely sum of $500 a month, can't afford a flat. He recently asked a girl's father for permission to marry his daughter.
The first question the father asked me, you have a apartment, you have a good salary, you have a good job. This is the first question the father for her asked me.
Salah had to break off the proposal. Now he spends his evenings smoking sweet apple tobacco in streetside cafes. Tayeb Mohammed from the cafe in Shubra also proposed to someone once. She was even willing to chip in on the marriage costs, but he decided to call it off.
I couldn't let a woman pay for the expenses. Her reaction was, "Don't be afraid. I can help you. We can get married." But that would be too shameful for me.
For some, the shame turns deadly. Last year, Egyptian papers reported a 31-year-old man hanged himself after his fiancée's family said they'd call off their marriage because he didn't have enough money to buy a new apartment. This isn't just an Egyptian problem. Young people throughout the Middle East are delaying marriage for similar reasons. A recent Brookings Institution survey found that a generation ago, around 60% of 20-something men in the region were married. Now it's 50%. Egypt has been looking for solutions. Safdie, the sociologist, says the government here has been building more affordable housing for young couples. Charities put on mass weddings for free and donate household appliances to new couples. Many, though, have given up on the dream of getting married, including Mohammed, who is slumped in his chair at the coffee shop.
I have no goal. I live just to eat, sleep, work. Eat, sleep, work. I have no one to go back to.
With no ambitions, little pay, and no one to return home to at night, you can understand why Tayeb Mohammed is frustrated. Multiply that by millions more frustrated young Egyptian men, and you can understand why so many Egyptians have given up their daily routines this week to march for a better life. The way they see it, they don't have that much to lose. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Cairo.